On this episode of Off Course Agility, I'm talking planning. Planning to go to the 2021 championships. Now, I'm recording these segments on Sunday, September 26th. And most likely, I will release this episode just one day early than my normal kind of release schedule, which will be on Tuesday, September 28th. There'll be three segments to this, plus my final comments at the end. The first, I'm going to talk about just planning in general for anyone, the things you should consider. Then I'll have a little bit of commentary about me and my dog, Trace. And then I'm having a segment with my sister talking about our trip together and about her dog, Belle. I'm going to talk a little bit about planning to go to championships and the pre-trial. And also, this isn't really specific for this year. These general comments are probably pertain to any year and any, maybe even any event, but definitely NADAC, the pre-trial and the championship event. So the first thing you probably have to plan for, and obviously some of this planning would have happened to have happened long ago, is, are you going to go to the pre-trial or just the championship event? And the pre-trial is usually the first 2 days before the championships. So this year, Tuesday and Wednesday are the pre-trial. And you can do one day or both days or none of that. And then that is followed by the beginning of the actual championships, which this year is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then Sunday is when finals and the team event. And 2 years ago, and I believe they're doing it again this year, there's a run, I believe they call it the Challengers or the Fun Run, but it does count for your overall standings, I think. That was a little unclear to me back in 2019. But if the top third, I'd say, of the dogs get to run in finals. There's also some other dogs that get to run, like if they won a regional, I think they get a bye into the finals. So there's some other ways you can get into the finals if you weren't in the top third. But in general, the top third dogs of each section, grouping, you know, elite, small, elite, medium, elite, large. And then there's the double digits. And then there's the veteran, you know, all those categories where they're grouping the dogs to compete against that group, and that's the ribbons are awarded within those groupings. If you're in the top third, then you get to run the finals run for the overall determination of where you'll end up in the total championships, and that happens on Sunday. And also the fun team event happens on Sunday. And like I said, back in 2019, there was a seventh run for all the dogs that did not make it into the finals run, and they could run another run. And some people did that and some people didn't. So in regards to the championships, you also have to make a decision sort of how long you think you want to be there. Do you want to be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Sunday being the finals run, you may or may not make that. So you could theoretically leave, you know, halfway through Sunday if you wanted to, or you can stay and watch all the finalists run, which of course is great fun. And then, you know, after that, after some delay, there's actually a award ceremony for the actual top dogs in the groupings. So that's those things you have to decide. I mean, you pretty much have to decide. Some of that you can maybe decide when you're there, but you need to plan that ahead of time. The other things you need to plan is where are you going to stay when you get there? It's probably one of the big things after you have some idea of how many days you're going to stay. Obviously, you could stay in a hotel or a motel or a bed and breakfast. Or if you're like me and you have an RV, although I don't really call my camper an RV. I have a pop-up camper. But if you have an RV, a recreational vehicle, you can camp on site in Springfield, Ohio. And there are people and companies that rent RVs, so you could rent an RV. Some even deliver on site. Although I will say there is a slight, NADAC has issued an email out to the people who are camping. There is a water problem this year. So some of the water, it sounds like the water spigots through the facility are not working. So that makes it less friendly for camping, but everybody will make do. They're going to they have filling stations, according to what the email said. So you can always take your camera and camper and fill up your water tanks. And they will have, for the RVs that have bathrooms, they will have someone come to dump the black and the great, you know, black, dump your tanks, so you get more life out of your waste tanks. That only pertains to RVers. And of course, there's also the fourth option, which is sometimes people are just lucky and they have family or friends that live close to a place where the championship happens. Yeah, so you might be able to stay with a family or friend. They have room in their house and don't mind your dogs or dogs. That's always a nice thing. Once you know where you're going to stay, you also have to consider your drive. And of course, that varies for each person. Where you live, for us in New Jersey, it's about a little shy of 500 miles for us personally. So that's a bit of a drive. I'd say it's probably about a 10-hour drive. It's about 500 miles, maybe a little bit less, maybe nine. But you have to make stops. You have to fill up your gas tank and stuff. So you have to decide if you're going to do that in one day or, you know, multiple days, depending on where you live. If you live you live in the western half of Pennsylvania, you might be able to just get to the Ohio in a relatively short trip, and it would be just a one-day drive. So that's the other thing you have to consider. Then also, ahead of time, you would have needed to consider, do you want to have a stall at the championship site? Do you want to rent a horse stall, which is like a 10 by 10 area where you can set up crates, chairs. You can decorate it. You cannot decorate it. But it's a little place where you have that you can put your stuff and you leave it for the week so that you have a little, kind of like, you can kind of think of it like setting up an easy up in a way. It's your little easy up spot where you can keep everything. Some people like to have a stall. Some people prefer to just park their car outside somewhere and work from their car. Some people, if they're camping on site with RVs, they may find it acceptable to come in from their trailer if that works for them. So you have to remember, champs, it's a long run order during the actual championship event. So it really depends on what you want to do and think about. And then, like I said, I kind of described how championships always run. So one of those things that you had to decide too is whether you're going to stay wherever you're staying. Do you stay over Sunday night, or are you going to try to bug out on Sunday and leave on the Monday? And you also had to decide, like I said at the beginning here, whether you're going for the pretrial or a whole thing. So those are the things, not to mention all the normal things that you need to think about when you go to a trial. And a champs event is just a longer trial, really, in a way. So, you know, all the things that you need, your crates, your treats, whatever the, you know, cameras, if you get somebody to videotape your runs. Although at championships this year, Four-Legged Flicks will be videotaping the runs. I understand there will be a live stream, so people who aren't going to champs should be able to enjoy watching some of it. And the live stream, I'll admit, is also useful there on the event, at the event. I remember back in 2019, Four-Legged Flicks was there. And I would occasionally be watching on the live stream from either the camper or the stall when I was trying to do something else, or I just wanted to have some time with the dogs. So I could still have it on my laptop or whatever, my phone. I could at least kind of keep track and see what was happening. Even though I kind of could hear the announcer, I could also see one of the rings. Or I don't know how they did. I can't remember how they did it. I think they did both. You had one stream for the elite and you had one for the pre-elite, if I recall. That's what they did. And the announcer only is announcing one side or the other. Either they're announcing the elite side or they're announcing the pre-elite side. So that's championships. I think that's about it for like the general planning for everyone. So I'll take a break and then I'll come back and I'm going to talk a little bit about me, my dog, and my plans for hopefully the podcast during the trials, the pre-trial and the championship event. I'm going to quickly talk about my personal plans for the pre-trial and championships. In regards to my dog, Trace. So Trace, as I've often mentioned on the podcast, we started, when did we start doing agility? I guess it was 2019, I think, we may have started doing agility. And we were in the intro class at that point. And we got a few cues. And then the pandemic happened and really, I didn't go to any trials, so he kind of stayed, at least point-wise, in that intro range. I had gone and done some videotaped runs at the local dog school, St. Hubert's, because they were doing them fairly regularly back in 2020. And at the time, I was like, I didn't really feel the need to do an intro cue and in kind of a more restricted environment. So I generally was running the novice level, and we really didn't get any cues. But I was seeing progress with my dog. But then this year in 2021, when I have gone to a few trials, I decided I better stick with the intro level in most things. So most things I am in intro. Sometimes I'll enter gamblers, which of course there's no intro level. So you run a novice, that's novice is the beginning level for gamblers. And I got a few cues in March at an indoor trial where it was cool. I don't remember how many. I don't think it was more than maybe two. Then we started, the next few trials were outside, and I really didn't get any cues, and Trace was so-so. His beagle nose was getting him on the grass. Some of the trials were on the warm side. He didn't run that well. And the last trial we went to, which was in September, he did get a few cues in intro. So I was feeling pretty good. And then, like, I saw on the NADAC site that they didn't really fill the entries. Now, they've always had, like, last chance entries, and usually they fill up to whatever their level of expectation is. I don't know if they have an upper limit, NADAC, but it looks like this year they planned for 300 dogs. They don't have 300 dogs running this year, I don't think. Well, they could, I don't know for sure. But the link for this, like, last chance entry is still on the NADAC site. So pretty much there's no qualification requirements this year. So I started thinking, well, he had a pretty good trial. He got me a few Qs. And I'm thinking, oh, I don't know, maybe I should do this. And so I actually sent an email to support at NADAC, kind of said, you know, where my dog is in regards to things. And I must say, I got a very thoughtful response back from Chris Nelson, telling me that, you know, if you wanted to enter as a pre-elite dog, just don't expect an intro dog to be able to do that well. Because essentially the courses you're running, you could consider like an open level course. And I was thinking, yeah, I kind of knew that. And, you know, so, but Chris was kind of saying, don't expect to do well. He wasn't saying I couldn't. He wasn't saying I shouldn't. He was saying, think about yourself and think about your dog. And I did, and I have. And unfortunately, that link is, even on Sunday night, that link is still on the NADAC site 1 week, essentially 1 week before the event. And it tortures me. I wish already they would take it down. There must come to a point where it's too late to enter anybody else. Anyway, it, you know, it is $300 to enter, and you get your six runs maybe for that, maybe seven. But I had to take a serious evaluation in my own mind, and I took advice from my sister. I asked her what she thought, and pretty much I came to the conclusion that I don't think my dog is ready for that. He's sometimes can be distracted, so I'd be worried about another dog maybe barking in the elite ring while I'm running and I lose him. Like, he runs over to the side ring or something. I know in my mind I'm thinking the worst things, and that might not be, but I know he didn't always, he wasn't always, like if I called him, he didn't always come. He was sniffing grass the way beagles can, and he was not paying attention to me. Now, Champs is an inside, totally different environment. It's inside on dirt, but, you know, horses have been in there, other animals, you know, there could be other animals that have been in there, varmints maybe, whatever. So I'm thinking, I don't know. I'm thinking of the bad things. So I decided I personally wasn't going to pay the $300. I feel like it would be a really good experience, but I don't want to do it. I don't think it's a good decision for my dog. But it tortures me that I'm still thinking about it, because I know I would like to do it. But I don't know if my dog is, I don't think my dog is really ready for it. So I don't want to take the chance on that. However, we are entered in the pretrial. So if my dog somehow really performs really well in the pretrial, I will be kicking myself if he does really well in the pretrial, and then I'll be kicking myself. But on the other side, if the runs in the pretrial go really badly, I will be so happy and thankful that I did not enter the main event, did not enter Champs. And who knows? The pandemic, I pray this pandemic kind of gets over with. We don't have, you know, we get past it. Maybe it becomes more like you get a flu shot every year or whatever. It is kind of becoming endemic. So I don't know. Who knows what it'll be like next year in 2022, where I imagine I'll go back out to Gillette. That's an awfully long trip from New Jersey. And I don't know if we would qualify, if the qualifications are now back. That's a long way away, because once again, my dog's really a novice, and we still aren't going to super lot of trials, partly because New Jersey does not have the opportunity to go to a lot. You have to travel either to the south, to the Maryland area, or you got to travel to the north up into New England. There's just no NADAC in New Jersey. It's just the way it is. And Fortunately, I got brought up on Natick with my first dog, Dino. And it is the venue I know, so I like to do that one. Anyway, so that's what's happening with my dog. We will be in some of the pre-trial runs. I didn't enter side runs because back in 2019, I actually had entered side runs. And remember, he was really, really an intro dog then. And there, it wasn't really a fully fenced ring. There was like a split rail fence around where the side runs happened, and they were outside. And sometimes there'd be a lot of dogs around. Like I said, my dog is way better than he was then, but he can be distracted by other dogs. So I don't know what the side run situation is going to be. I don't know if there'll be an opportunity to sign up at Champs, but if I see the situation's different than it was, well, maybe I'll enter my dog Trace in some side runs during the championships. And for those of you who may not know, side runs, it's just another series of runs that you can do. Remember, even if you're in Champs with your championship dog, you only get two runs a day. So some dogs definitely can use another run or two for fun. And you can get a cue. So they might be setting chances or jumpers or touching. I know they tend to stay away from regular and some of the more serious, I don't know, not serious, but harder to set up. So I don't know what they're setting up in the side runs this year, but that's what they are. But I did not sign up ahead of time for any of those. And they were doing them a little weird where it was like you just paid for runs and then you would do them as they came along. So if that's the case, maybe I can sign up there if I see that I like the situation or I think Trace might be able to do it. Switching subjects, since I am going to be there and I am a podcaster, my thought is to try to release a podcast every day of the event. So most likely I would do one on the first pre-trial day, the second pre-trial day, then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's iffy, but maybe Sunday too for the finals. That's my thought. I would like to do that. Hopefully it is, you know, going to be way different than prior years. I think we're going to have to be masked and things. You know, it would be great if I could walk around and get a few people to talk to me for the podcast, but I don't know if that'll be the case or not. I'm going to try. I'll see how it goes. If not, at the least, I'll probably just come on and say a commentary about each day. Might not be the best, but that would be, it's what I'd like to try to do. So I'm planning on that. I'm going to give it a try. So look forward, those of you that are not champs and those that you are, that I'm going to try and do a quick podcast every day. And I mean quick. I hope they wouldn't be more than maybe 15, 20 minutes. Won't be an hour. It's just going to be a short thing. And I'll see how well I can do that with the tools I have, which is essentially my phone and a little microphone on it, perhaps. I'm going to give it a try. All right. So I think it's what I wanted to say about my dog and the podcast. In the next segment, I'm going to have my sister join me, and we're going to talk about our trip, and we're going to talk about her dog, Belle. Joining me on this segment is my sister, Leanne Peters, and we're going to talk a little bit about her plan, our plan for going to Champs and going to the pre-trial. So welcome on the podcast, Leanne. It's been a while since you've joined me.
Yes, it is, which is fine with me. I'm glad you've had plenty of nice guests and interesting conversations without me.
Yes, thank you. And I've enjoyed having all those guests, but it's also always good to talk with you on the podcast, too. So who's the dog that you're bringing to Champs?
Belle the Beagle. Yep, she's going to go. And, you know, I just don't know. I don't know how much longer we have. So this is good for me to go. And it's our first time that we qualified for Elite. And so you know, I just don't know. You never know.
Right.
But we're going to have fun, and that's what we're going for, just to have fun. We have no expectations of anything but to have fun.
Right. And just to be clear, there's nothing wrong with Belle that we're aware of. It's just she has slowed down sometimes at trials. Now, we went to some very warm and hot trials. They were all outside recently.
Yes, we have not. It's hard to say because she did the last one. It was still a bit warm, but she picked up a little bit. But during the summer when it was so hot, when we went to trials, that's not her cup of tea. And she, you know, we actually didn't do all our runs and stuff because I knew she wasn't, she wasn't liking the heat.
Right. Yes. Yes. And Belle is actually going to have a birthday in 2 days.
Yes.
We're recording this on Sunday night of September 26th and just having this conversation here. And Belle's birthday's in 2 days. And how old will Belle be?
Don't tell her, but she's going to be 8. She's going to be a big 8. Yeah, she's going to turn 8.
So 8 is not really that old for a beagle, but
but I don't know. Something I just read said when dogs turn 8, they are technically a senior. So she's not a young baby anymore. I miss baby. But I love Belle as my now senior beagle, but she's not a youngster anymore. So, you know.
Right. But I'm going to just bring this up, even though it's not really agility related. But you have been doing a lot of, not a lot, but you've been doing a few pet therapy visits for different places, for schools, libraries.
Right.
And she does enjoy doing that.
Yes, she really, really likes, and I found that she likes seeing kids and young adults. She really, I just tell her to lay down, and they start rubbing her, and she just rolls over. She's like, just rub me, and she's happy, and she likes to share herself with, and brings joy to people. She really does bring joy to people, and that's been very fun for us.
Yeah.
Both of us. Yeah.
So maybe you're just finding a different activity. But we hope that she'll do great, and then she, I see no reason why she,
in school, she's doing just fine.
That's it.
We go to school inside, and it's air conditioned, and she runs around there. It's not like she, you know, there's has been some days when in the middle of the summer I would say she wasn't so fast.
Right.
But, because it's still not, I don't know. But she's still running around there.
She is. Yeah.
So, I'm hoping. I still have hope that she'll pick up the pace a little bit. I'm hoping for a qualifying run. That's my hope.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get one out of
it. I would like one. She doesn't care. But I would be overjoyed if that did happen.
You got a ribbon somewhere, but even a lower ranking ribbon.
Yes, I don't. Even any ribbon.
Yes.
But I don't expect anything other than us to have fun at this moment. That's my only expectation.
Right. That's good. So, Belle's 8, and so she's a. You entered her as a veteran.
Yes. So now I've been entering her as a veteran.
So her grouping she's going to be running in is like veteran small, I think,
yes,
right?
Yes. She's vet small.
Vet small.
And 4 inches, which is nothing.
Four inches. Yeah. You lowered her to that. So she's really skilled veteran, which is 4 inches.
Right.
And frankly, at the trials since you've done that, she doesn't even try to jump the jumps, which is a little bit weird. But we'll see what happens. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
But she still doesn't always make time.
No,
she hasn't been making time recently, even at that.
Yeah.
So
she's a bit of a trotter at times.
Yeah.
Just trots through the course. But we're hoping for better. And champs,
the excitement there. Hoping the excitement, which is going to make it difficult if, for some reason, she does pick up speed. it's going to be different handling than I've had lately. So it's going to be a challenge in that regard. Because sometimes she, well, even still, at the end of the run, she always picks up speed. So yeah. It's like you start out this way and you got to end this way. You don't know where she's going to change gear.
Yes.
You're going to hope for the gear the whole time, but...
Right.
The faster gear. Yeah. But you just don't know when that... If it doesn't happen right away.
And I totally understand that because my first Beagle, Dino, he was like that. He would start off at one speed and he usually found another gear somewhere along in the... And you had to pick up your handling and you suddenly had a faster dog.
Yeah.
And it does. I agree with you. It can make it
a little challenging. It's not like some dogs where they are one way the whole way. It's different because you're not always at the same spot.
Right. And so our plan, let's go over our plan. Our plan is to leave on Sunday. We're going about 300 miles and we're going to stay at a campground in Pennsylvania.
Right.
And then we're going to go the next like 200 miles to make it to the champion site in Springfield, Ohio on the Monday which is the earliest you can come in for the champs, which is the pre-trial and the championships. And then we probably won't do too much on Monday, depending on whether we can go into the stall or not.
But there's going to be a lot going on for NADAC people. NADAC people, I guess, you know, they got to get everything set up that day, which is as soon as a lot happens that night.
Right.
To make things get started the next day. So,
yeah,
there's a lot going on. You might not be able to get in.
Right.
But there's a lot going on. As soon as they get the okay to come in, they're moving.
Right. The NADAC staff and volunteers that are, you know, that work with them are very busy on that Monday. Setting things up and getting the whole thing ready for the big for the pre-trial, really, which is on Tuesday and Thursday, and then later for the actual championship event, which starts on Thursday. So, and now we go with our trailer, and that's why we're saying we're going to come in on Monday. So we have a little pop-up trailer, and I thank you, Leanne, because you do a great job of prepping our trailer for food and things like that. So
yes, from the last trip we had to clean it all out, and there was all this little gravel in there from the last trip, which was really annoying to get out to clean out. So it's partially prepped, the laundry's done, the beds are made. But there's a list of things still to do. I got to put more paper towels in and more tissues, and we need food and canned goods because we only have a dorm fridge. So sometimes on this trip, since I can't, you know, we probably go out, I'm sure, a couple times and get food, and we'll use the little cafe to supplement, but we can only bring so much, and especially so much frozen frozen. You can't even, our freezer is nothing.
Yes.
We have like dorm fridge. There's only so much you can bring. So I got to plan on some canned good or dry good more than a little more meal planning involved.
Right. So yeah. So then when we get there, we also have to set up our stall because you like to decorate the stall.
Yes, I enjoy that. Not everybody decorates, or not everybody to the extent I decorate. And some people do way more than I do.
Right.
I like it to look nice and have a nice look because we are there all week. And it's our second home.
Right.
We have a little camper. And also, you don't want to be running back and forth all the time. So you end up spending a lot of time in that stall. So, you know, you want to set it up as your little living room kind of deal. That's
right.
How we do it anyway. And I like it to look festive. Right. So, and you need to bring the lights. You got to put that on your list.
Yes.
The purple lighting.
I think I have some in one of the boxes for the
going away, but I will double check to be sure we have some purple lights and that it's sufficient for what you think we need in the purple realm.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, and that'll be fun. It's always it makes your stall neat to have it a little decorated. It makes it a little more special than going in this 10x10 horse stall, which is what it is. It looks much more attractive that way. And like you said, you do spend a lot of time in there. You know, you got to go put your we use it to keep our dogs there during the day, and we go and watch and but you got to prep for before your runs and things like that. So you do end up, you know, spending some time there. So that's what, at some point we get to decorate the stall, whether it'll be Tuesday or Monday, whatever. We'll have to be doing that. And so we're taking 2 days to get out there. Then our plan is to stay through the championship event, which is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. And Sunday, there's some sort of, you have two runs a day for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which is six runs that Belle will have.
Right.
And then I think they're going to give you a seventh. I don't know what they call that run, the challengers run.
It's qualifiers and the challengers. There's no way we're making the qualifiers.
Right. So it's the finalists, I think, is what they term.
Yeah, the finalists, okay.
Yeah, the finalists. There's like the top third or something that the dogs get a finals run to for the
and
final.
And then there's the challenger run. If and some people don't do it. I remember last some people decided not to do it either. They're leaving earlier or they just had enough. But yeah, there's that last run you can do.
Right. So we'll be able to stay around for Sunday and we'll take down our stall and, you know, and then we're going to leave on Monday. And like I said, we're doing... So we're not going to come back quite halfway. So we'll go our short trip.
Right, and we'll rest up.
Rest up, and then we'll get up early.
Our final push.
And get the final push to come home. Yeah.
Right.
So that's our plan. And is there anything else you have that you want to mention about champs or pre-trial or anything?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I know there's... For people that haven't been there, there are some stores not too far. There's a giant Walmart not too far away from Champs and Bob Evans, I remember. I think it's still there. And there was, I think, a Wendy's, I remember. And there's the Love's truck stop across the way. And there was a little convenience store, if it's still there, next to it. And they had, I remember people wanted ice, and that store had ice.
Right. Yeah. Now this event will be a little different than the past ones because, like everybody supposedly has to be vaccinated to get in. I don't know how they're going to enforce that because there's doors everywhere. But and I guess you're supposed to be wearing a mask too. I mean that's right. What the latest I remember reading about this was. So it is going to be a little different than the prior years we went. But. Fun is the name of the game.
Yes, that's the objective, to have fun. And
right.
I hope everybody has a good time.
Yeah, and you know this, instead of beagles are rare, we think Belle's the only beagle in the champion.
I saw some mixed dogs, but I don't know what they are. So there could be some beagle light dog, but I can't tell.
Right. And for years, I used to sponsor a beagle bar for some period of years. And Belle got the bar because there were no elite beagles in 2019. So the bar fell down to the pre-elite level, which Belle was in, and she got that beagle bar. But I am not... You know, I'm not sponsoring a bar.
I don't need another bar.
No, so we took the $25 there, and we put it toward a New Jersey basket that we're doing, kind of sponsored by the Off Course Agility podcast. So that'll add one more basket to the state raffle basket at championships, and you can look for it there at the raffle if you were one of the people going to championships. So at that point, I think you don't have anything else you want to mention about our planning or anything else.
Not, oh, other than you're selling some magnets. I'll push
Yes.
that for
Ah,
you.
you'll bring it up. Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't ha I didn't make a ton,
Right.
but actually I got we and I'm going to give you credit on this too.
Yes.
You did
I did
research on this and
the
you really got these magnets made for me.
Right.
I had the idea and the concept, but you took it and really got
Yeah.
them made for
I went to
me.
somebody local. I went into the store and talked to them.
Yeah.
So we helped somebody in our local community
Right.
to get these magnets made. And I feel good about that. And he came through for us and quickly
Right.
and did what we wanted, made some adjustments, and
Right.
yep.
So I got I got depending because I want to give a magnet to my former guest that happened to make it there. You gotta be there and come see me to get a magnet if you were a former featured guest on the podcast. But I have about 80 of them, I'd say, maybe a little more to sell, and we're selling them for just $5, really. And
Right.
of that, I'm actually going
He's
to.
going to help out my creature comfort pet therapy groups running what they call the furry scurry. So I'm not going to be able to participate as much as I did because I'm going to Champs. It starts October 1st. So he's helping me out by donating a little bit to my furry scurry. It's kind of like a walk your own walkathon kind of thing. So
Right.
yeah.
And that's because lately Belle has been doing a lot of
Yeah,
pet
she's been doing a
therapy.
lot, and we've been going to more schools and stuff and young adults, and she really enjoys it. It's tiring and it's work. It's really work for her, but she enjoys it. She always takes a nap when we come home after that. But I'll tell her to lay down and she'll lay down, and she they'll start rubbing her and she'll promptly roll over and she wants her tummy rubbed, and she loves giving her love back to these kids. And the latest one we went to was a special needs they weren't physically special needs, but they were kids that had needed some extra attention, I guess I would say. And it wasn't about six kids in a class, and they really enjoyed seeing her and getting to pet her. And we have trading cards too. The younger kids really enjoy getting the trading cards. They're like little baseball cards, and they collect them. Like the teacher takes one and she puts one on the bulletin board. So we were the second dog that had visited that class recently. So we were up on the bulletin board in the classroom now.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right. So we are looking forward to our trip out there, and we hope everyone has safe travels.
Yes, safe travels and take care, everyone.
Right. So I guess that does it for this little segment with you. I thank you for joining me, Leanne.
Yep, good to be back for a little bit, but we need more guests. So come visit Ed and tell him you want to be a guest.
That's right. I'll be looking for guests to future guests out at Champs. I'm gonna be wrangling up some future guests, hopefully. So I always need future guests. That's my hardest part of the podcast is finding people to be guests. All right. Thank you once again for joining. And I'm going to quickly wrap this one up. I thank my sister for joining me on this podcast, and I look forward to seeing any of my listeners who happen to be at championships this year next week in Springfield, Ohio. And if you're not going to Springfield, Ohio, I hope that you listen into the podcast that week and see what I produce that week for you. We'll see how it goes. I'd like to remind my first, I'd like to, of course, thank all my listeners as always. I'd like to remind you can always send me an email, comments, feedback, volunteer to be a guest. Send it to offcourse@optimum.net.
offcourse@optimum.net. And you can always find that email in the show details of each and every show. Also, this episode in the show details, I put a link for your consideration to my sister's pet therapy fundraiser. So it's the Furry Scurry, I believe it is. So if any of you would like to donate a few bucks to my sister and her pet therapy organization, which I believe is a 401k charity, you can do so. There's a link that starts with Give Butter. It's one of those organization fundraising type links that you can use. There's another one, Bidding for Good. Anyway, the link to my sister's page for her Furry Scurry fundraising is in the show notes if anyone would like to donate anything, and I would thank you if you do. Also, I'd like to remind you, and nobody's used it, but I still do have it available. I have a phone number now, 973-295-5887. 973-295-5887. You can text that number and you can call that number and leave a message. If you leave a message, I may, depending on what the message is, I can use it in this podcast. So it is another way of giving me feedback. At championships, I will have a sign on our stall with that number. And I may try to have a question of the day each day with that number that people can text an answer or answer the question, and maybe I can include it. I don't know. That might be difficult with limited production tools, let's say, at Champs, but it's a thought. And if nothing else, it's a way to leave comments about Champs if you're going. So 973-295-5887. And there'll be a sign on the stall. I think, I don't know our stall number right now. Just until we actually take possession of our stall, I don't want to say where we are because things can change sometimes. You never know. And I think that's it. So once again, if you're not going to Champs and you're trialing somewhere else, because, you know, there are trials that happen. Even though Natick is having championships, there are trials in other locations of the country, Canada, Australia, wherever. There may be trials that you can be going to. So if you are going to a trial or you're staying at home and you're doing videotaped runs for submission, I wish you happy trialing.